You know, I think it would be a lot of fun right now to be a member of Congress in some ways because, you know, you'd have a front seat to history. You know, Justin Amash finally coming clean and leaving the GOP. Jerry Nadler in full-on flail mode, issuing subpoenas to anybody and everybody who has ever even met Donald Trump. And, of course, AOC and the four horsemen of the Democratic apocalypse, the freshmen trying to ride roughshod over Nancy. You know, our next guest does have a pretty good seat. Congressman Tim Walberg of Michigan, he represents the 7th Congressional District in Michigan, joining us here. Congressman, welcome back.
Good to be with you. Good to hear your voice again.
Yeah, so let's start with the four horsemen of the Democratic apocalypse. That would be AOC, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Eliana Presley. What in the world is Nancy, she's lost control of this whole thing. You've got four people out here who, as Nancy aptly pointed out, represent four votes. And yet, AOC just dropped the race card on Nancy Pelosi's head. Now, I might think a lot of things about Nancy Pelosi. I don't believe she's a racist. And I think that's egregious. I think that's out of bounds. I think it's flat out wrong. You know Nancy Pelosi. You may not agree with her on 90% of the things that policy-wise have come through. But racist? That's just a bridge too far, isn't it?
I agree with you. No, that's something we would not associate with her at all. She may be liberal's liberal, but she's having a challenge right now with four people. But there are more that sadly are so-called socialist Democrats who aren't as out front with their language and the like, but they are also believers in what those four believe in, and they're afraid to cross them because of the impact on social media that they have. So
sure,
that's what gives Nancy a real problem. But those four are unique in themselves, that it's all about them, and they know no other way than what they bring to the table themselves.
Now, you saw all the stories, of course, about the Republican Party, and Donald Trump would be the death of the Republican Party. He would tear the party asunder, and it would be completely destroyed, and the Republicans would become a footnote to history. And yet, I never believed that. What I saw when Bernie Sanders made his run in 2016 were big divides in the Democrat Party, because the people that you're talking about here, these four freshman members of Congress, are all far-left Democratic socialists. They're not even really Democrats. And so my question to you is, at what point do they admit that they're not Democrats, leave the party? And would this be potentially a big divide that leaves the Democratic Party in pieces?
Well, it could be, but the sad thing about it is that they have a lot of supporters out across the country who are willing to take to the streets revolutionary style, I'm afraid, like Antifa, for instance, and try to change this country part and parcel. That's what's concerning here. Unlike what we've seen in the Republican Party with the Freedom Caucus at times split, the Republican Study Committee first, then the Liberty Caucus and all of that, those were just groups of people who still had the same principles about America, whether it was libertarian-leaning or strict conservative. It was still about America. This is a different story. We're talking socialism versus the old Democrat Party, which still believe that America was the greatest place on earth, underlying principles, including the Constitution, were important principles to follow. This new group, they don't see anything of value in the Constitution other than the opportunity gives them to step up the plate, have leadership positions, i.e. being elected to Congress, and then use that as a platform. And that's what's scary about it. These truly are evidences of true socialism, not Democrat socialism, the true socialism that is trying to invade our country.
You touched on it a bit here, Congressman Tim Walberg here with us on Fridays, as he is. You touched on the Freedom Caucus, and I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, we've talked about this in the past. I said, what in the world is wrong with Justin Amash? And you said, yeah, I don't really know, but he's not really with us anymore. And he hasn't been with the Republicans for a long time. And finally, Justin Amash came clean. He left the Republican Party. He left the Freedom Caucus. He's off all the committees because he left the Republican Conference. Justin Amash is running as an independent. And it makes you wonder, a guy who claims to be so concerned about conservatism and so forth, if he runs as an independent, isn't he more likely to get a Democrat elected in the 3rd Congressional District than accomplishing anything else?
And that's a scary thing. Talking with some people in 3rd District this past week who supported Justin initially and who in the last couple go-rounds have walked away from him because they didn't see him as a Republican anymore. He had come out truly as a Libertarian, and there are Libertarian principles that you and I would certainly agree with, but when you get to a point that you're unwilling to work with a team that has the opportunity to make some significant changes and support a president who's moving the country in the right direction and back into its foundational principles and is willing to stand up, and you have a guy that's all off on his own trying to run roughshod over that and stop things from taking place that, sure, aren't 100%, but they are 60%, 70%, 80% in the right direction, you've got a problem. And I think Justin,
sure,
more than anything else, found out that he had to leave the party because the party now had left him because he was unwilling to do what true Republican conservative principles were all about. And,
sure.
He thought he was going to lose in the next election.
So let me ask you this. Obviously, with everything going on with the four freshmen, you've got Justin Amash leaving, and you've got Jerry Nadler and his committee flailing. I don't know if there's a better word for it, just flailing, because they're sending out subpoenas to anybody and everybody. You've got Bob Mueller coming to the Hill next week, which is going to yield exactly nothing for the Democrats. And in fact, it's probably going to boomerang on them. You watch, mark my words. And while all of these things are happening, there must be some growing optimism for the Republicans who have actually been putting forth policy ideas and bills and so forth, that come 2020, you might get the House back.
Well, I'm hoping that's the case. Indeed, we're pushing that direction. And I think the Democrats, including Jerry Nadler, are showing why they are unfit to lead. And all they've been involved with is trying to defeat Trump, when in fact they have no good ideas on their own. Today we'll be voting on the National Defense Authorization Act, something that's been bipartisan for years and years, because we believe that we need to have the funding for the military to do the appropriate functions. And there's always been efforts, Republicans included, to restrict the Pentagon from wasteful spending, but to make sure that our troops have the resources they need. It's become totally political. Republicans have had hardly an opportunity to offer an amendment. They've been ruled out of order. That's gone way against precedents of the past. And it shows that what they are putting forward are come without ideas of greatness for this country, but rather of showing political power at this point. I think the American people are seeing that.
Yeah.
That's why Trump's approval rating went up this week again. I think they see this as a man who's capable of leaving the country. The country's going the right direction. See what the stock market continues to do, and the economy, the
doing great
employment rate, all of the rest. It's good times, except for the left side of the aisle over here in the House of Representatives.
They're a little confused, Congressman. We do our best to try to show them the light, but we can only do so much. You can lead a horse to water, you know that. Congressman Tim Walberg, great having you here as always on Fridays.
Good to be with you, and America's a great place still. It's worth the battle.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge, Life takes energy.
Stock up now on all the supplements you need with huge summer savings at Wyckoff Wellness. The savings are hot in July at Wyckoff Wellness, where you can take 20% off the entire month of July, both in-store at 1226 Michigan Avenue in East Lansing or online at WyckoffWellness.com. Wyckoff Wellness sells the highest quality supplements to help with energy, focus, sleep, pain, diabetes, hypertension, bone and joint health, and detox, too. Wyckoff Wellness. Call 517-333-7270. Don't miss the Wyckoff Wellness Super July Savings.
Join Town Square Media at Ellie's Race 5K Run Walk Saturday, July 27th at 8 a.m. on the campus of Jackson National Life in Okemos. Register as an individual or a team and help support Ellie's Place, a healing center for grieving children and teens and young adults. Proceeds provide peer-to-peer support services at no cost to families. Ellie's Race 5K is a family-friendly event and includes a kids mile, kids dash, prizes, and more. Join us at Ellie's Race, Saturday, July 27th. For more information or to register, visit elliesplace.org.